Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco Pan's conference call to discuss the first quarter of 2015 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the Internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bancopan.com.br/IR, with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during the call, please press *0 to reach the operator. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Ignacio Camina, Investor Relations Superintendent, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Ignacio Camina, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning. I would like to thank you all for participating in this conference call of Banco Pan and its subsidiaries for the first Q15. Starting with the highlights on page 3, we'll see that Pan maintained a long-term improvement in the indicators that are most important to its growth. The monthly credit origination average was 1.5 billion of reais in the first quarter, 24% higher than the same quarter of 2014, and 19% lower than the last quarter related to seasonality. We'll see further on the dynamics in each product. The credit portfolio with retained results ended this quarter at 17.9 billion of reais, even having assigned 2.4 billion in the quarter, so growing 12.8% year over year and 1.9% quarter over quarter. And this is the portfolio that drives the expansion of the bank. The quality in credit concession is a priority, and this can be verified by the increase in the percentage of contracts with ratings between AA and C in the annual comparison, which represented 90.9% increasing also. Our net interest margin was 12.2% on the quarter compared to 11.7% and 14.7%. And we always point out that the different amounts and mixes of the credit assignments without recourse in each quarter have a great influence in this ratio. This quarter, PAN presented a consolidated loss of 73.5 million reais compared to a 78.6 million loss in the first Q14 and compared to 226.5 million profit on last quarter, when we had a great impact as well of the insurance company sale, resulting in a 232 million reais net results in that quarter. Regarding our shareholders' equity, we ended the first Q15 at 3.5 billion, and our Basel ratio stood at 16.8% with 12.3% core capital. On the next slide, we have the breakdown of the P&L statement and the net interest margin. Looking at the main lines, we notice that the revenue from financial intermediation has increased in the quarter, mainly due to results with derivative and financial instruments, which offset the financial expenses. So going to the first line, lending operations have two main components. First, the carry, which had an upside of 7% in the quarter and increased 34% year over year, more than the portfolio growth itself. And also the revenues from credit assignments, which were made in this quarter in a less favorable interest rate scenario, so contributing with a lower revenue. The financial expenses analyzed together with the derivative in financial instruments had a nominal increase but fell on a relative basis. The stock of funding increased 3%, and also the CDI increased almost 9% in the quarter. So we would expect a 12% increase on the expenses, but we only had 9% in the quarter. So this was positive. The ALL expenses increased following the growth in the credit portfolio, and with all that, we got to a gross profit of 370 million reais. Another aspect here in this statement relates to the commission expenses. There was a new central bank rule that demands an anticipation of a greater portion of the expense that we have, and that impacted the results in 32 million of reais. And the other expenses reduced in the quarter, we'll see that further on. In this way, the net income from operations stood at 109 million reais loss, and the net income ended the quarter at 73.5 million loss. In the second table, we have the net interest margin, and there we can see the direct impact of lower revenue of credit assignments that I've mentioned, but also, more important, we can see the increase in the credit operations, which led to the NIM of 12.2% in this quarter. On the next page, we have the chart with the quarterly asset origination and the table with the monthly average origination breakdown by product. In the first Q, we originated 4.6 billion of reais in new loans, representing an average of 1.5 billion per month, 24% more than what we saw in the first Q of 14. Clearly here, this increase was driven mainly by payroll loans that achieved a new level of origination, rising 93% over the last 12 months. Seasonal effects had a great influence when we compared this quarter origination to the last one, especially in corporate loans. And the payroll loans that had been influenced a lot in the fourth Q by regulatory changes maintained its trend, reaching a new level well above the other quarters in the chart. And also it is worth mentioning that even in a more challenging scenario, vehicle loans also pointed a positive contribution to the first quarter, rising 7% year over year. On page 6, we have the breakdown of the loan portfolio. On the first table, we see that vehicle financing remains as the main portfolio in the bank, but continues to reduce its share, representing 38% of the on-balance portfolio. Payroll loan portfolio keeps increasing, more than doubling its share over the last 12 months, representing now the second largest portfolio with 26%, and also contributing to the risk diversification of the portfolio. In third place, we see the corporate loan portfolio with 24%, and the other products accounted for 12% of the portfolio. The credit portfolio with retained results ended the quarter at 17.9 billion of reais, as we see in the lower left chart, showing an increase of 13% year over year, and 12.2% over the last quarter. And here we also highlight that our origination capacity goes beyond this increase, because we have assigned, for instance, in the quarter 2.4 billion of reais in credits during the quarter. Also, the good quality of the loan portfolio, as shown in the right lower chart, continues to benefit from the conservative posture of the origination of new loans, and this also has helped the bank to improve its portfolio. On page 7, we show an analysis of the bank's cost and expenses. And because of that new accounting rule regarding commissions payment that I've mentioned, we disclosed the expenses related to credit origination in the table. The expenses ex origination totaled 313 million of reais in the first quarter, decreasing 6.6% over the last one. As I said before, in this quarter, we had a 32 million expense due to the new to this new rule, and basically this require an anticipation of a greater part of the commission. There's a transition period, and this anticipation will increase annually until 2017, but this is not an increase in the expenses, it's just more an anticipation. You have more in the moment of the origination and less expenses in the coming quarters related to that specific origination. In the chart below, the ALL expenses amounted to 252 million in the first quarter, while credit recovery totaled 62 million of reais, resulting in a net ALL expense of 119 million at the end of the quarter. And this also is related to the seasonality of the quarter and also to the portfolio increase. Regarding the credit recovery, it increased 9% annually in retail, because there was an 8 million corporate recovery in the first Q14. So if you exclude that, you see an improvement in the retail recovery. On slide 8, we have information on vehicle loans. As we can see in the top figure, we have maintained balanced origination between dealers and resellers. The table on the bottom left shows the high diversification degree of our origination with low concentration by economic groups. For example, the 10 largest groups account for only 13% of our origination. And the chart next to it shows the evolution of the quarterly origination and also the balance of the portfolio. In this quarter, we granted 1.7 billion of reais in new loans, 7% more than what we had granted in the first Q14. And the portfolio itself has been decreasing just because of the mix of the credit assignments. On page 9, we bring two important charts that shows the evolution of delinquency per vintage of vehicle financing. The left one shows the evolution for light vehicles and the right one for motorcycles. And both charts clearly show the effects of the complete review in PAN's credit models since 2011. On the next page, we can see the evolution of the payroll deductible loans. In the first Q15, PAN granted 2 billion in new loans, almost doubling the production in the annual comparison. With this result, the payroll loan portfolio has evolved well, reaching 4.7 billion, becoming the second largest portfolio of the bank. We also show the origin of our production, where the pensioners remains as the biggest segment with 39% of the production. On page 11, we see the corporate lending. The origination this quarter was 647 million of reais, impacted by seasonality and the economic environment. Thus, the credit portfolio reached a balance of 4.2 billion at the end of March, 25% higher than the balance in the first Q14, and pretty much in line with the balance of last quarter. In the bottom left chart, we can see the high diversification of the portfolio by industry. And on the right side, we can see the high quality of the originated portfolio, with 88% of the total rated between A and C. Going to page 12, we notice that PAN granted 151 million reais in real estate loans in the quarter as a consequence of seasonality again, and also PAN's conservatism. The credit portfolio increased annually 36%, closing the first quarter at 822 million of reais. On page 13, we show the transaction volume evolution of PAN credit cards business line. This is a product that has been gaining focus and expanded quarterly transaction volume 13% year over year, reaching 770 million reais in this quarter. The credit card base closed the first Q with 1.8 million issued cards. On page 14, we have the insurance premiums originated by PAN, which totaled 42 million reais in this quarter. We continue to grow our production in this segment, also having in mind that we have an agreement until 2034 to originate insurance premiums, receiving a fee for that. In the pie chart, we present a breakdown of the premiums, and we can see that credit insurance is the main product with almost 70%. The funding on page 15 continue its growth, reaching 20.9 billion of reais, 14% higher than first Q14, supporting the growth of the bank's assets. In the table, we can highlight the evolution of the real estate and agribusiness letters of credit, reaching a balance of 2.7 billion, which are a more pulverized source of funding with really attractive rates. And both charts below show the legacy's maturity. Now these two types of funding represent less than 1% of the total funding at the end of the quarter. On page 16, we show the Basel ratio, and it ended the quarter at 16.8% with 12.3% of common equity, Tier 1. The margin stood at 1.1 billion. And with that, we conclude the presentation and open the session for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star, then 2. Please hold while we poll for any questions. As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star, then 1. As a final reminder, it is star, then 1 to ask a question. Having no questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Inácio Camina for his final remarks.
Well, I thank you all for the presence. Have a nice day. Thank you.
This concludes Banco PAN's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.